The world is on the verge of the greatest change in human nutrition since the Neolithic Revolution, the beginning of agriculture and animal husbandry, which occurred about 12,000 years ago. In our own time, humanity will shift from a diet rich in meat and other animal products to diets consisting mostly of plant-based foods, with much of the remaining food being produced by new technologies we have never seen before. These new technologies will be able to grow meat with compositions and textures identical to that of traditional meats, but coming from cell cultures rather than animals. These new technologies will even be able to produce some future food from water, air, and solar electricity, finally offering lasting liberation from the threat of famine during wars and other major disasters. This revolution is already happening. According to Global Data, a company that collects economic information for hundreds of very large companies, almost two-thirds of people on the planet plan to abandon meat, or at least to shift to a much more plant-based diet. Most of them live in Asia, but the trend is also strong in the United States and Europe. This great change has not become a practical reality yet, though. For instance, in the United States, only about 30 million people have really started to move towards a vegan or plant-based diet, less than 10% of the population. However, the new food revolution is happening, with historically unprecedented speed in our attitudes, values, and intentions. As you begin to follow these developments, you will encounter near-daily reports of large retail outlets, leading fashion brands, powerful media corporations, major cities, or even whole countries making significant new moves in this direction. This book is about why this new food revolution is necessary, and how it could solve all of our most serious and pressing global problems. All of them. At once. No, I'm not joking. In the following chapters, I will demonstrate that if we can manage to reduce our consumption of meat and animal products, the whole problem of global warming, which appears so overwhelming and nearly impossible to solve, is likely to just kind of melt away as if it had never existed.